Support for the Great Quad Cities Listen on WVIK comes from the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.
My name is Margarita Mojica, and this is...
Juan Valtierra.
Juan was Margarita's student many years ago in her ELL classroom for English language learners. Margarita's been wanting to interview her former students to learn their stories. She spoke with Juan at the Boys and Girls Club in Moline during Mercado on 5th.
Can I start by asking you when and where you were born?
I was born on October 4th, 1994, in a small town called El Carrizalito. That's in the state of Guanajuato, in the city of Irapuato. So it's like just divided up in a bunch of sections in Mexico.
In Mexico. Mm-hmm. And you were my student in 5th grade. But how old were you when you moved to the U.S.?
I was 9, about to turn 10 years old. So I was going into 4th grade.
So when you came to the United States, you entered 4th grade?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You entered 4th grade. I've often wondered, and be honest, of my students, I'm going to ask you, did you enjoy school? Or was there anything difficult about it?
I did enjoy it because growing up, my mom raised me to really challenge myself in school. So when I would get home, at a very young age, she would, write out math problems for me. And she would have me just go down the list of math problems. And that was actually pretty fun for me at the time. As I got to middle school, with me not being able to speak English that well, it became kind of difficult to make friends. So it was a good and bad experience at the same time. Good because I had a good, a great teacher, which was you. I had good friends in that class. It wasn't that many kids that I could talk to like that. But I think being in your class really, like, helped me out a lot.
That's nice.
Because you really focused on, like, the person as a person, not just another number.
Yeah.
As we tend to see in other schools or other classrooms. But
I would hope the classroom felt like a family.
It did feel like a family to you? It did feel like a family. It was a whole different world going out to the other classes. It was a whole different world. So it was almost like we had our own clique.
Yes.
But we didn't really. So because we could communicate pretty well with each other. But when we would go out to the other classrooms, we felt like outcasts.
Really? See, that's what I'm wondering. That's what I've wondered about my students. When you say you felt as an outcast, you know, that group that would leave our classroom, what was it that you experienced, or why do you say that?
Well, part of it was because there wasn't a lot of Hispanic students.
No, there weren't a lot at that time.
At that
You're right, there weren't.
At that time, so I struggled finding my identity within the other classrooms, where we didn't really speak about culture as much. And it almost felt like I had to work extra hard. Part of it was because of the language barrier, but another part was because I didn't have friends in those classes like the other kids did, because I would always see that there was other kids who had like lifetime friends,
right,
it seemed like.
Right.
And then I came in like the new kid. Like,
and it's hard in middle school.
It's very
hard. It's already difficult in middle school. Now you're adding learning a new culture, learning a new language. I've wondered for my students, did you ever use your first language when you went out to other classes? And if you did, what kind of reaction did you get, positive or negative?
Most of the time I didn't.
Can I ask you why?
Because there was nobody to talk to.
Okay.
The only class that I used it a little bit was in Spanish class.
Oh, in Spanish.
Which was like minimal because even the teacher like would speak English most of the time. Mm-hmm. The only time when we would speak Spanish was when like we would learn no me gusta Pepsi or something like that. You know, just simple stuff like that.
Yes.
Or, you know, choosing Latino names or something like that.
Okay.
Other than that,
You never used it.
Not really.
Okay.
Part of it was because I felt insecure.
Okay.
I barely spoke.
Why?
Really.
Why? Did you feel like you would, that it would be looked upon as negative to use your Spanish?
Yeah. When those were some very confusing times for me because I couldn't speak Spanish because I felt like people were going to judge me or at that time there was some kids who didn't appreciate that as much.
Right.
They would feel offended. They would think I was talking about them when in reality I wasn't.
Yeah.
But in the same time, I didn't feel like I could speak English either. Because when I did, I got made fun of because I wasn't pronouncing words properly.
And can I ask where that would happen? Would that happen in the hallways, in the cafeteria, in the classrooms?
Not the classrooms. Gym class, where, you know, we're kind of all in our own groups. Cafeteria, hallways sometimes.
Oh. You never told me.
I don't know. I just didn't feel like it was something like huge at the time.
Uh-huh.
But now, as I look back, I wish I would have said something. And I know that there's a lot of kids going through it now. That if we could, you know, at least mention it,
right?
You know, to somebody, it could definitely make a difference.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I'm so sorry you felt that way.
No, don't be sorry.
What about the dance? Because I know you dance.
Yes.
Where did that come from and when did that come in?
So, when I was in high school, I watched MTV. At that time, there was a show called America's Best Dance Crew. And in there was a crew named Jabberwockies. They were actually the group that won the whole contest. And I saw them and I was like, man, they're super cool. Like, they're dancing really cool. The musicality, I think, is what attracted me. From there, I started just practicing in my living room, looking up YouTube videos. I'm like, how to glide, how to break dance, how to, all these things, to where I did that for a while. I built up the courage to try out for the talent show at UT, United Township.
What grade were you?
I was a sophomore.
Okay, sophomore.
I was a sophomore.
Try out for the talent show.
Yes. With my friend, I had a friend at that time named Cruz Sandoval.
Did you both practice these YouTube videos together?
Yes. We practiced. We would, we actually had this like special move where he would run up to my arms, to my hands, and I would throw him up in the air. And he did a backflip. It was super dangerous, but we were young. So.
You didn't know what you were doing.
No, we just did it. And it worked. Everybody was going crazy at the end.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, he didn't continue doing it, but I kept doing it. The following year, I tried out again. Did it by myself. Everybody noticed me as the robot kid. It's like, oh, that's the robot kid. I was walking down the hallway.
Is that your move?
I was doing a lot of robotic moves.
Okay,
yes.
That was your thing.
Yeah,
that was,
it was
your
my
thing. That was your thing. Now, how were you able to do that and balance your studies?
So, when I was going up, especially towards my later years.
Of high school?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a lot of friends that really weren't the most positive friends. And now that I know better, I know I should have surrounded myself with better people who encouraged me more towards the educational side of it. But when I was at that school, I was still good in school. I wasn't as good as I started off.
Okay.
I will admit that.
What would you say your grades dipped down to?
It dipped down to B's and C's.
That's pretty good.
I was used to A's, though, like all A's, straight A's. So when I was, like, getting a B, I was like, man, I felt bad. And then I went down to a C, I'm like, oh.
What's happening?
Yeah, like, what am I doing?
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, like, it was a confusing time because I was dancing, I was gaining more confidence, but I was losing, like, that studious side of myself.
Okay. What drew you to that crowd?
Probably lack of friends growing up. Okay. Not knowing that, you know, that crowd wasn't good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just welcoming to me. They were cool with me. They would joke with me.
Okay.
They were, you know, encouraging me.
They filled in a need for you.
Yeah, they did.
They did fill a need
they
for
did.
You.
They did.
Okay. They did fill a need for you. All right. Before we leave, I'm going to ask you, you know, you're a young guy still. What goals do you have for your future? What do you see? Something that you would like to accomplish at some point? Dreams or goals that you have one?
It's a lot. That's a lot. I know, like, for me, you know, when I was in high school, I didn't do as well as I could have, especially towards my later years. So that ruined some opportunities for me to go to college and do really good in that. And then also not being born in the country has a lot of obstacles, and it's difficult for me to get financial aid and scholarships and all that kind of sort of stuff. So I would like to raise enough money to be able to go to school. I'm getting interested in sound engineering now.
Nice.
Because I see the influence that music has on the youth.
Yes.
And I want to make more positive music for the youth to listen to that is still relevant to what they listen to.
Yes.
So similar sound, whole different message.
Yes.
And I want to be able to provide opportunities for young artists that are coming up, whether they dance, they sing, they rap, they do poetry, or they just draw or paint. Eventually, I would like to create a community center, build community centers back in my hometown, maybe another one around here somewhere. Maybe travel to different countries and create different opportunities for underprivileged kids that don't get the opportunity.
That's just
like
who
that.
You are, Juan. You were always kind in middle school, and here you are. You are. You just grew up to be a very kind man.
Man.
Yeah.
It's all by the grace of God. It's all by the grace of God.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I love your goals.
Thank you.
And I know they're going to happen.
Oh, I know it too.
They're going to happen.
Patience.
Yeah.
Patience and hard work.
And I love that you've kept that positive attitude from the time that I met you in fifth grade all the way to now. That's just who you are. That's not something you can fake.
No.
That's just who you are.
Thank you.
Well, I love that we had this time to talk. You know, the story of Juan. The story of Juan that I wanted to know about. And so I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for doing this and for inviting me to be a part of it.
The story of Juan Valtierra, along with his former teacher, Margarita Mojica. To share your story as part of the Great Quad Cities Listen, sign up for a time and place to record at greatqclisten.org. This project was made possible thanks to generous sponsorship from the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.